You have your Bible, turn this morning to Isaiah chapter 42. Isaiah chapter 42 in verse 1. The Bible says, "Behold my servant whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentile. He shall not cry nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isle shall wait for his law. Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth, and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and I will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare before they sprang forth. I tell you of them, sing unto the Lord a new song, and praise his praise from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea, and all that therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voices, the villages that Kedar both inhabit. Let the inhabitants of the rocks sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountain. Let them give glory unto the Lord and pray and declare his praise in the islands. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have long time holding my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. And now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make waste mountains and hills and dry up all their herbs and will make the rivers islands. And I will dry up the pools. I will bring the blind by the way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. They shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed that trust in graven images, that say to the molten images, ye are our gods. Hear ye deaf and look ye blind that ye may see. Who is blind but my servant or deaf as my messenger that I send? Who is blind as he that is perfect and blind as the Lord's servant, seeing many the things, but thou observeth not, opening the ears, but he heareth not. The Lord is well pleased for his righteous sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes. They are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey and none delivereth, for a spoil and none saith, restore. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear? For the time is time to come. Who gave Jacob for a spoil and Israel to the robbers? Did not the Lord, he against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his law. Therefore he hath poured upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle, and hath set him on fire round about. Yet he knew not, and it burned him, yet he laid it not to heart." I will preach just a little bit this morning, if God will be my help, on God's help for his servants. God's help for his servants. I'm glad today that we know we've got a God in heaven. And Isaiah's telling us here that that God is a God that's never changed. Hey, praise God, he's not changing like the world around us. A lot of times we look at the world and we say, well, you know, we've got to change because the world is. But I want to say that we can stand steadfast and unmovable in trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ and what's already accomplished on the cross of Calvary, because he's already finished the work for me and you. He's already come down. He's already walked a perfect walk. He's already, glory be to God, he's already talked a perfect talk. He's already come to fulfill that the Father from on high sent him down here to do for you and I, praise God, and we can count on that, praise God, and we can take her to the bank. Amen. Amen. I'm glad we have a blessed hope in Christ Jesus our Lord. As we look at this today, God's telling us in Isaiah 42, He's given us a promise, praise God, of a Savior that He'd send down, a Savior servant, praise God, and be a servant to me and you that would walk faithfully before God and do the things, praise God, that we need Him to do, that He might be a light unto the world. Now, I told the church a few Wednesday nights, amen, if you was here, praise God, we need to be getting back to lifting up the name of Jesus. We've come to a day and a time that we want to do this and do that, have our games and our gimmicks. But I won't say it's not about the game and the gimmicks and the show that we put on, act of religion. But praise God, it's about a Savior whose name is Jesus Christ the Lord, who lived, praise God, and bled for your sins, died on the cross of Calvary, took your shame, praise God, upon Himself, and rose up victorious that we might shout and give Him praises this morning. Every song we sing, every praise we give is because of Jesus. Lifting up His precious name for what He done for us. If you look over in Matthew chapter 12, Matthew chapter 12, Bible says in verse 18, He said, "Behold my servant who I have chosen." I'm glad, praise God, God chose somebody out. And it was none other than Jesus Christ the Lord. He is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He chose Him out and He brought Him down to earth, sent Him down, praise God. He chose Him, amen, to come down and be a servant unto man. Amen. He come to serve. Praise God, if we could ever come down in a humble spirit, praise God, to realize we've not arrived yet and we just need to be humble servants of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, "Behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not strive nor cry, and neither shall any man hear his voice in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment into victory." Praise God, into victory. Praise God. Ain't you glad for victory? Amen. Glory be to God. He'll not despise us. He'll not put us down. Praise God. But He come to seek and to save that was lost, which was you and I. Praise God. Lift us up out of the pit and the mire of hell. Amen. Put our feet upon a solid foundation of Jesus Christ our Lord. It's time, young'uns, that we build again that precious foundation of Jesus Christ our Savior. Because He was that one that God had chosen to send down here. Praise God. God's help for His servants. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Charles taught in Sunday school about those that's born again, praise God, that we're not back in the bondage of the law. Amen. We're not servants, but we've been made heirs and joint heirs. But I want to say, glory, according to the Word of God, amen, I'm not a servant because I have to be. I'm a servant because I want to be. I'm those, praise God, and I stand up in the doorpost. I surrender myself to God. I allow Him to run all through my ear and say, "Lord God Almighty, I belong to You, and I'm here to serve You." Amen. I lift up the name of my Savior every day of my life. Amen. I challenge you today, praise God. Ask God every morning, praise the Lord, to open you a door so you can lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. Challenged the church a while back, if you remember it. Some people took it to heart that every day, "Lord, help me be a stepping stone and never a stumbling block." Amen. Help me every day. Help us every day to be a stepping stone for Jesus. Never in any way a stumbling block. Amen. I don't want to get in nobody's way getting Jesus to you. Amen. I want to be praise God, that'll pave the way for folks to see the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And we see Him here. We see it. God chose Him. Praise God. And God was the one that empowered Him for the work that He had here to do on earth. Amen. He was empowered. God had the power. You say, "What's wrong with us? We don't have the power. The Spirit of God's not real in our life." We don't realize that there is a Spirit. And it's the Spirit of a living God, praise God. It's manifest in your heart. If you've been saved and born again, you say, "Preacher, I don't ever feel that." You've never been saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, "You're trying to get us doubt our salvation." Praise God. I'm just trying to get you to know, praise God, that you've been saved. Amen. There's a God that come down to save you, praise God, from your sins. Amen. So many people living today in sin, praise God, and say they're all right. I go out and visit, knock on doors, invite people to church on Saturdays, and I can't find nobody that's lost, Brother Bill. They'd be sitting there on the porch with their beer cans all around them, and you ask them about their salvation, they say, well, I think I'm all right. Amen. We're living in a world that cries out for morality, and you can't have morality without conviction. Amen. It takes Holy Ghost conviction to show us the error of our ways and the goodness of His. Amen. I will say this, but we serve a great and almighty God. We serve a good God. We serve the only God. Amen. And He's there to manifest Himself. God's help for His servants. It's there to be had today. That empowerment is there. The Bible tells us in here in the text that He didn't get discouraged. Amen. The Lord Jesus never got discouraged. He never quit. Even though He knew the end, praise God, He knew the destination, the path that He had to trod, He kept His eyes on His Heavenly Father, kept His eyes on the prize ahead. Listen, I won't say young, glory be to God, we've got a prize that's right ahead. We've got something to work for. We've got something to desire at the end of this journey. Amen. Amen. This journey called life, praise God, but there's a blessed hope there. Amen. He lived, praise God. He served. The Lord lived and He served by faith in His Heavenly Father. If we're going to live and we're going to serve God today, it's going to be by faith in our Heavenly Father. We're going to have to realize, praise God, there's some power to be harnessed. There's some power to be had in the children of God. And we're going to get it the same way Jesus did. Amen. By seeking the face of the Father. By trusting in the Father. Amen. Why? Because He meets the needs. The Lord, praise God, when He was here on this earth, He'd go to the Heavenly Father every morning. Amen. It's early. Get up before daylight, go up on the mountain to pray. Say, preacher, I don't understand why He did that, because it was important to Him. Amen. I want to say, if it's something's important enough to you and I, praise God, we'll make time to do it. Amen. We're living the world today. People can't go to church. Amen. Like Brother Brooks is talking about, people's quit having church. They said, well, we used to have Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. He said, now we just have Sunday morning. Amen. Why? Because nobody wants to worship God no more. We become slothful and lazy, praise God. God's been so good to us, praise the Lord, and we don't appreciate nothing He does. Amen. Say amen or oh me. Amen. We're living a day and hour. People just don't want God. Amen. And I know we're down a little bit today. We got about 20 people that's on vacation. I don't begrudge that a bit. Amen. I think people need to get away. Amen. An old preacher told me one time when I first started preaching, he said, preacher, sometimes you got to come apart so you don't come apart. Well, that was good advice. Amen. Sometimes we just need to come apart. But praise God, I'm glad Jesus come apart to talk to His Heavenly Father. He come apart, praise God, because He realized where His help was. He realized He was there, His Heavenly Father was there to meet His needs. Amen. Whatever the need is for that day. If we take priority out, take a few minutes, say, Lord, I need Your help today. Praise God, I haven't sinned. I haven't thought anything bad. Haven't done anything bad. Haven't acted out in any way or two. But in a minute, I'm going to throw my feet out of this bed. And when they hit the floor, Lord, I'm going to need all the help I can get. You said, preacher, I wouldn't say that. That just shows you're weak, praise God. No, it just showed me I'm a human being, praise God, in need of my Heavenly Father. Amen. I need the Lord Jesus Christ to empower me every day. Amen. Praise God. He's my advocate. He's my intercessor, my Heavenly Father. Praise God. I can go to Him and say, if you ask anything in my name, amen. Did you have those petitions which you ask? Amen. I believe in what the Lord can do. He prayed, praise God, that the Heavenly Father would meet His needs. He prayed that the Heavenly Father would empower Him with the strength that He needs. You know what's wrong with us today? We're a bunch of weak, knob-kneed Christians, praise God, that don't have a backbone. We need to grow a backbone like a saw log, praise God. Get faithful to God. Stay in the fight of faith, amen, without giving up, without compromise. Looking ahead, praise God. Forgetting about the past. Feel like God's done delivered us from that. Amen. Just give God the glory. Amen. Amen. Time we just shouted and praised God for His goodness, praise God, that He's promised to us. I'm glad today we serve the ultimate promise keeper in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. He made the power available to the Son. But He also, Brother Bud, made power available to you and I. Amen. Don't you let the devil tell you that you're some little old weakling thing, that you don't have no power to overcome the obstacles of your face, the obstacles of your flesh. Amen. Because there's a God of heaven, praise God, said He would empower you with the power from on high. Jesus said, I have all power in heaven and earth. If you need something, praise God, ask for it, believing. Amen. We need empowerment, church. We need power in this valley. We need power in these highways, in the hills, in the hedges of where we live, praise God, and God Almighty, and move again. I'd like to see a Holy Ghost revival break out. Amen. You say, yeah, preacher, I'd like to see one of them get started too. Amen. How much you want to see it? How sincere are you in that? Are you sincere enough, praise God, to come out of your seat here in old-fashioned altar, praise God, and say, Lord Jesus, fill me up, praise God. Start a revival, stir it in my soul. Amen. That's where it starts. It starts with me. It starts with you. That's the only way you'll ever have revival, praise God, down your spirit. And God said, hey, listen, He said, I gave the Spirit, I gave the power to the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'll give the Spirit, I'll give the power to you. Amen. I think, you know what I think? It don't really matter what I think. I'll just tell you what I believe. I believe we're afraid of it. I believe we're afraid. You say, well, preacher, if I get in there and commit myself to the Lord, submit and resist the evil of this world, what will people think? I don't care what people think, but I care what God thinks. Hey, man, I won't even look down upon me, praise God, and say, good and faithful servant, just keep it up, praise God. He'll pour on the glory. He'll open up the spout of where the glory pours out and give me a dose on purpose, praise God, so I can get in, so you can get in, so these little old bitty youngins can get in and see the power of God again. Amen. I want to see the Spirit of God moving on people. I'm not ready. Hey, Brother Jeff, I'm not here to play church. I'm here to worship God in spirit truth. Amen. I'm here to see the power of an almighty God poured out on His people. I tell you what, you know what blesses me more than anything? When I get up here and these folks are singing or whatever, and God just moves on you, or I'm a preaching, and the Spirit of God comes back through there and He tiptoes across your heart, all of a sudden you just jump up and say, whoa, glory. Son, that sunset does something for me. Amen. You know what it does for me, praise God? It shows me the power of God. No matter what it does for me, just think about what it does in the portals of glory. Amen. When God Almighty and God the Son, praise God, sees that you're excited about Him. Amen. It's not excited about what this world's got. You know, it amazes me. We go down there, the soccer field or basketball field or a court or a football field, but they take a whole truckload of young. Go down there and we'll jump up and we'll scream and we'll shout and we'll carry on like we ain't got good sense. Amen? And we don't care who sees it. It don't matter to us. We don't even think about what they think. But we'll go to the house of God and you can't even get a Holy Ghost grunt. Amen? We don't come to get filled. We don't come to get in. Praise God. We come to be seen. Amen? The day and hour we live, we're just casual Christians. Hello? Amen? I'm talking to me. How about you? We're just casual Christians, praise God. We're just passing through. Hey, but I won't say, Lord God, we're passing through, all right. But I won't say, I'm going through, Brother Larry. I'm headed for a destination. Amen. I'm looking for power from on high, praise God, to deliver me over home. We need the power. We need power. We've got the power that's available. Amen. The same power that was available to our Lord Jesus Christ is the same power today that's available to you and I. Amen. God don't change. He's immutable. He can't. He still has all power in heaven and all earth. We always say that. He still has power. He's always going to have power. He's never relinquished any of His power. He's never relinquished any of His purpose. He's never relinquished any of His promise. Say, man, we're endowed from on high, young'uns. We're heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ our Lord. So we see God's help for His servant. We see God's help for His servant Jesus. But see, we see God's help for His servant Israel. Amen. Now they was trying to work. They were weak within themselves. Amen. Now Israel is a perfect type of what we are in our flesh. Hello. Stay with me. Don't you nod off. Amen. It ain't that boring yet. Amen. Glory be to God. They were weak in our flesh. We're weak in our flesh. Our flesh. Listen, let you know, your flesh ain't saved. Amen. We live in this old temple of clay, praise God, but it's that inward man, praise God, that God comes to. It's that inward man that God convicts. You say, well, preacher, I thought God saved the whole person. Yeah, that's why so many's dying, going to hell. They're trying to get we're trying to get the outside cleaned up and the inside's rotten. Amen. Amen. We need that inside touch, praise. That got them moving to the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, without conviction, there'll be no morality in the world. I thank God for that Holy Ghost conviction. I thank God, Brother Jeff, for that. As she was singing that song, I can stand up, and on a Wednesday night, 1976, the Holy Ghost conviction come upon my heart and showed me I was lost. Amen. I knew I was headed for hell. I mean, my granddaddy done painted me a picture of what hell was and how real it was and who I was going. Thank God on that Wednesday night, 1976, I pray God, the Holy Ghost of God, come in that little old place, tiptoed across my heart, said, you don't have to die and go to hell. Jesus died for you. Boy, I come out of there, amen, weeping and a crying fell on my face, said, Lord God, forgive me a sinner. Amen. You know what he did, Brother Bill? He forgave me a sinner. Amen. Glory be to God. There was a peace come in my soul, praise God. You said, you perfect now. I'm not perfect by a long shot. But praise God, I'm glad God came in and he touched that inward part of me. Amen. That inward part's not the same as it used to be. But praise God, it's not all it's going to be either. But you know why? But you know what's amazing about that? Because he's touched the inward person. That inward part of me, praise God, it's changing the outward part of me. I'm not that person I used to be. I can't do and say the hateful things I used to do and say. Hello? Oh, me? But praise God, when God Almighty moves in your heart, you see the power of His might, praise God, you feel it. You not only see it, but you feel it. And I know people say all the time, well, preacher, you know we don't run on feelings. Praise God, I know we don't run on feelings. Praise God, we run on faith. But I'm glad, praise God, when you got grace and you got the faith, praise God, you can feel it. Amen. I'm glad I go to a church. I'm glad I've got people, praise God, who's not contrary to the feeling of the Holy Ghost of God. That I like it when He moves upon our hearts. Helps us to see the power that He has. Israel's weak within themselves, praise God. He had returned them to the land. He had brought them out of captivity. I wonder how long was you in captivity? You said, preacher, I've always been free, have you? Hey, man, what about when you was lost and undone without God? Maybe you're here this morning. If you're lost without God, you're still in bondage. Amen. You're still tied up. You're still in bondage if you're lost this morning. But praise God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, praise God, I've been made free from the bondage of sin. Amen. Praise God, He moved upon my heart. He set me free, praise God. He brought me out of a land and taken me to another. Amen. This is not my home. As Abraham would say, I'm a pilgrim and a soldier. I'm traveling on, praise God. I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Amen. Asheville will never be my home. Amen. People ask me where I live. They say, don't you live near Asheville? Now my address is Asheville because I live on the wrong side of the street. Everybody else on the other side of the street, they live in Weaverville. Amen. But I tell everybody, I said, I live in Weaverville. I said, that's way north of Asheville. Amen. Hey, can't see it from my house, praise God. Amen. I'm looking for a city, praise. I'm looking for a place. I'm looking for a purpose. I'm looking for a plan that includes God Almighty. We've disallowed God, we've done dissuaded Him, we've canceled Him out in our lives. But I'm glad God has a plan. Amen. They come out of there and they were spiritually blind. Now I'm a wonder today about the church. I'm wondering if we just ain't spiritually blind. We blinded ourselves, amen. We choose to be blind. We're living in a day and era. We just accept everything. Well, you know, preacher, I guess we just got to kind of go with the flow. Flow will take you down the river, friend. The flow will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay. It'll take you down the path of destruction, amen, and destroy your life. It'll destroy your home, destroy your family, destroy everything you have. And that's what the devil wants to do today. Now you listen to me, church. The devil wants to destroy the home. Amen. If the devil can destroy the home, he can destroy humanity. And that's what he wants to do today. He wants to destroy you and I. He wants to destroy our children. He wants to take them down a path of destruction. Amen. Where they can never have a home themselves. Amen. Oh me. I'm just preaching you the truth. He said there was a spiritual blindness in the land, the time of Israel, and there's a spiritual blindness today. Let me just share something with you. We're living today and there when they say we need to be accepting of all the things that the world's doing. And we've got sodomites on every corner. Sodomites. And I'm talking about the LGBT, queer, whatever you want to call them. It's of the devil. God says it's wickedness, amen? In the eyes of God, it's an abomination. It makes him sick. Right. Why? Because it destroys what we know about humanity. God is taking God is taking man, trying to bring him to a higher place, and the devil's trying to destroy it and bring us down. If the devil can destroy humanity, if the devil can destroy the family, he can take us out of it, and he can jeer and point his finger in the face of God and say, "Look what I did." Amen. But we're living in the day and hour. They said, "Brother Bill, we need to be accepting of all that stuff." They're teaching it to our children in school. Listen, don't you be gooped into believing that. Praise God. It's a lie of the devil. Amen. God Almighty intended for one man to be with one woman. He instituted marriage in the garden and he hasn't changed his mind. Amen. I don't know why I said this, but somebody needed it. Amen. Somebody need to know the truth, praise God, because the devil will lead you in the wrong path. Listen, you youngins, praise God, when they tell you you need to accept it, say, "No, I don't have to accept it." Amen. There's a way that's right, praise God, and it's God's way. Amen. Thank you. You're welcome. Amen. You say, "Preacher, I don't like that." That's all right. Take it up with God. He's the one said it. I'm just a messenger, praise God. You don't throw rocks at your postman when he brings you done. Amen. I'm just a mailman. God said, "Open that box and stick her in there today." Amen. Glory to God. Amen. That we can rejoice in the truth, praise God. I don't know about you. I want the truth. I don't want somebody to patty cake around and tell me what I want to hear. I want somebody to preach to me the gospel, what that says the Word of God. Amen. I want the power back, praise God. I want to see churches hold fire. We can't be on fire when we got waters of quenching trickling in on us all the time. Amen. That's what the devil does. So he don't come in with a fire hose to just wet us all down. He trickles in those little waters of discouragement. Try to keep us dissuaded. You know, when he tempted them in the garden. Now listen to me, you young people, listen to me. Look up here right quick. When he tempted them in the garden, he didn't tempt them by telling an all-out lie. He gave them a half-truth. What is a half-truth today? It's a lie, amen. A half-truth is a lie. And there is no little white lies, praise God. It's a lie, and the lies of the devil, the father of lies, is the devil. Amen. And the devil snuck it in on Israel. He blinded them, spiritual blindness come upon them. And you know what kept them there? A stubborn heart. Amen. Stubborn and rebellious heart will keep you in sin. Amen. But I want to say there's a God of heaven, praise the Lord, that'll pluck that old stony heart out. And he said he'll take it out. He'll put in a heart of flesh, that heart that can feel and sense and know that there's a holy God who's looking for a holy people, praise the Lord. And if we're ever going to have any holy praying that I preached about on Wednesday night, we're going to get holy before God. Amen. Get to a place where God can hear us. I mean, he ain't going to hear a bunch of unholiness. It's just a bunch of racket. But praise God, I'm glad God. Amen. He sent help for His servants. He sent help for His servants. For her servant son, Himself. He sent help for His servant Israel, praise God. God led them into work. He worked on their behalf. Amen. Even though they was rebellious. Amen. He said a sin of rebellion was in their heart. I'm afraid that's what's happening in America today. There's a whole lot of people. Listen to me. There's a whole lot of our family members. Hello? That know better. Amen. They was brought up in these old fundamental independent Bible believing churches and they know better. But they choose to be deceived. That is an act of rebellion before God. Amen. But God gives us help for that. He gives not only help for His servant Jesus, help for His servant Israel, but He gives help for us today. for His servant's day for you and I. Amen. God's family in which you belong. Have you been saved today? Have you born again? Raise your hand, glory to God, and just wave it like you know it. Amen. Don't be ashamed of it. Praise God. He said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you before the Father. Amen. Praise God. Somebody asked me if I'm saved. I'm going to say, glory to God, yes. Amen. Hey, God, why? You say, why? Because if the Lord misses that, and I don't want to miss that, and praise God. I want to know, glory to God, I'm trusting in Him. I'm planning on going to heaven one day. Amen. He done made provision, done made me a place. Then go to prepare a place for me. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Praise God, I've done filled in that baby. I've done accepted to praise God the place. I done had my name written down on the roll. Glory to God. My place is sure. I'm praise God. He's done accepted me. I've accepted Him. Praise the Lord. And I'm bound for glory. Amen. Amen. Heaven bound. Praise God. Say, preacher, you really believe that? You sure you can know that? I know that for a fact. I'll give you an example. Amen. I don't know why we're going this direction, but God said to. He said, how do you know that you're saved? He said, because you love the brethren. Amen. Let me just say, some folks in Baptist churches are cantankerous. The devil himself can't get along with them. Amen. I'm just being honest. Amen. Yeah. Oh, me. But you know what? Praise God, brother. But God's put a love in my heart. I love every one of you. I love everyone there. I pray God, these folks here today that I don't even know, praise God. I've seen them around, but glory be God, I love them. Amen. Why? Because, praise God, God put that love in my heart. He instilled it down in there, praise God, not for me, but for you. Amen. See, this ain't a selfish thing. It ain't a stubborn thing. It's a rejoicing thing, because I'm part of the family. I'm part of God's family. How about you? Amen. I'm not ashamed of it, no way, no how. Because my Father was ready to forgive me. My Father was ready to restore me. Praise God, to bring me to a place He'd have me to be. And boy, I'm glad I could just get in, ain't you? I'm glad for that restoring hand of God. I'm glad when I can't get to Him, praise God, He could come to where I was. He said, now like that song says, ere I knew Him, yeah, He loved me. Amen. Before I ever knew the love of God, before I ever knew that He loved me and cared for me, when I thought nobody cared at all, praise God, God already loved me. I'll go further than that. God's all-knowing. Amen. He's omniscient. When He hung on the cross, Brother Don, I believe I was already on His mind. Ere I was ever conceived in my mother's womb, Jesus loved me. I can sing with these little old young'uns, Jesus loved me. You say, well, that's a little child song. Praise God, that's right. I'm a child of the King. Amen. I'm glad Jesus loved me. Bless His holy name. Amen. I'm glad He put something down in me. I'm glad God has a way of putting life back together. When it seems like everything's falling apart. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they was talking about the things was just crumbling apart. Things was falling apart. They said they got so busy. They got so consumed. It seemed like the world was just coming by them in a whirlwind and was just taking it with them. And it seemed like they was out of control. A family was out of control. The home was out of control. The marriage was out of control. The relationships was out of control. And they said, I just don't know what's going on. I said, well, let me ask you a question. And they said, what is it? I said, how long's it been since you've been back to the house of God? He scratched his head and looked at me and didn't have an answer. He hung his head. Finally, he said, it's been a while. I said, well, bless God, that's what you need to do. Take your life back, praise God. Get back to the house of God. Get back to the God of the house. Amen. Let Him change it around. Save you from your own distress. You know, most of our problems is self-made. Amen. Most of our problems is self-made because we take off without God. You say, well, preacher, I can't even pay my bills. Yeah, because you went and got debt and you didn't ask God about. Amen. Amen. Praise God. God says, you know what? If you'll trust me, you'll guide me, and you'll follow me, I'll lead you in the path of righteousness. They say, amen. He said, if we'll seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, He said, all these things that we have need of shall be added unto you. Amen. But we run out and try. We're just like Israel. We run out and try to get it on our own. Amen. We try to go out and take it. You know what that is? That's a thief. A thief is somebody who just goes out and takes something that's not theirs. But praise God, if we'll trust the Lord, He'll give it to us. Amen. Why? Because He can do the impossible. He can do the impossible. Amen. He can do all things. Look at verse 9 here. It said, behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Amen. He said, well, you ought to get your life back. You want a renewing from God Almighty. You want a renewing in your life and your attitude and what you have. Praise God. He said, just turn back to God. Get a hold of God. He said, He can do all things. Former things are come to pass. New things do I declare. Amen. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Amen. You say, well, what do you need to do? Praise God. You just need to ask to the Father. Amen. You have needs. You have needs. You have problems. You have attitudes. Praise God. You need to ask of God. I've told you before, I've had a temper all my life. It's a massive thing. Amen. You say, well, you can't inherit stuff like that. I don't know about that. Because I think we all got one. It's called attitude. Amen. And sometimes my attitude's been bad. But you know what? I'll tell you what I did. I got on my face one day. I said, Lord, I don't want to go there. I don't want to be that person no more. And I've told you before, God took it. Amen. He put an alarm bell in my life, in my heart. Like a buzzer on a trash truck, praise God. When it starts backing into the mess of this world, praise God, it goes off. Points me back in the right direction so I can go on for the Lord. Amen. I can do all things because He changes things. Bless God. He'll guide you in new paths. Look at verse 16. He said, I will bring the blind by the way they knew not. He said, those that's not even looking for the right way. But praise God, He said, I'll bring and show you, and it's where you can begin to see the right way. You know, there is a right way and there's a wrong way. Praise God, but there's God's way. Amen. He said, and I will lead them in paths that they have not known. And God said, I'll guide you on a path. I want to ask you a question this morning. Now, we're winding down here. We're just about done. What kind of path are you on? What path are you on? Are you on your path of your own making? Are you on a path that leads you to God in a direction that God would have you to go? That's the best path, praise the Lord. That's the path that we need. A path that will guide you and give you direction. He said, I will make darkness light before them. In other words, He said, I'll take those blinders off. I'll be like Motel 6, praise God. I'll leave the light on for you. Amen. I'll leave a light that will reflect and show you, praise God, the goodness of God in every area and every aspect of your life so you can just keep going toward the light. Amen. There is light today in this darkness, young, and His name is Jesus Christ the Lord. One of these days, in a little while, He's going to be the light of that city. Amen. Said, there'll be no darkness, there'll be no light. I mean, no night in that city. Praise God. He said, the crooked things straight. Amen. Light before them and the crooked things straight. He said, I'll straighten out the path for you. He said, these things will I do unto them and not forsake them. And God says, you know what He says here, brother buddy? He says, I'm going to put you on a straight and a narrow path, help you find it. And He said, I'm going to guide you through it and along it. I'm going to point you in the right direction. And I'm going to help you to get to where I'd have you to be. Amen. Glory be to God. That's what we need today, young, as we need to be where God would have us to be for His glory. Where we can see His power, where the Word will be real in our hearts, in our lives, praise God, so we can step out in faith, believing on Him, trusting Him, because God said so. Amen. Bless His holy name. Praise God, when it's all said and done, you say, well, preacher, praise God, that's all good and well, but what happens in the end? Praise God, then we'll just sing praises unto His name. Lifting up the name of the precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and by in verse 10 said, sing unto the Lord a new song and His praise from the end of the earth. Bless His holy name. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, hey, Lord, He said, when it's all said and done, young, we just put our faith and trust in the Lord. And when He said, when it comes to the last page of life's book, last page, last chapter, praise God, we just sing praises unto God. Amen. Bible says one day in a little while, we're going to all say, be singing a new song over in glory. You know what it is? The one that God puts in our heart. Amen. The one that'll stir us, praise God, the one that's led us to a place of praising and giving God glory for all that He's done for us throughout all the ages. Amen. Praise God. God's help for His servants. What help do you need this morning? God says, I've got it. He said, if you're in bondage, praise God, He said, I'll bring you out. He said, if you need deliverance from something today, He said, I'm the delivering God. He said, if you need encouraging today, He said, I'm an encouraging God. He said, I'm a God that encourages, and God, it won't quit. Amen. The old world that you live in, praise God, may be telling you, just give up. The old flesh that you're encapsulated in, praise God, may be telling you, just quit. Amen. I want to say, God says, just press on a little farther. Amen. He said, it won't be very long. Just a little farther, just a little ways down the road, praise God. And He said, it'll all be better farther on. Amen. We just got to trust Him today. Realize that God has help for His servants, praise God, if we'll just trust Him. He's got a song, a new song. He's got help that He wants to give. And praise God, we just have to be able to pull up and just say, Lord God, here am I. Ain't that what Isaiah did? Isaiah chapter 6, he said, Lord, here am I. He said, Lord, I'm right here. I'm ready. I'm listening. I'm attentive. Lord, what would You have me do? Where would You have me be? Where would You have me to go? Lord, here I am. Amen. What about You this morning?